KSR News. I'm John Scott. The largest crane on the eastern seaboard is in Baltimore to help move the wreckage of a collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The huge crane, which can lift up to 1,000 tons, will be one of at least two used to clear the channel of the twisted metal and concrete remains of the bridge. Officials want to reopen the Port of Baltimore as soon as possible. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said this is about the nation's economy. He said the port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in America.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton says the Biden administration has approved $60 million in immediate federal aid. Also at SRNnews.com, a drop in illegal crossings at the border does not mean a drop in illegal immigrants entering the U.S.
Every Senate Democrat voted against an amendment that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for illegal immigrant flights into the U.S. According to a union president, many more taxpayer dollars will be used. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border. Speaking to the New York Post, he said the administration is copying a move that was common during the Obama presidency, flying illegals into the United States so that the border does not look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In the latest development, the Russian state news agency says nine people have been detained by Tajikistan's state security service over suspected contact with the perpetrators of last week's attack by gunmen on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed 144 people. Those detained also suspected of having connections with the Islamic State group. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in one Virginia locality will be celebrating on Sunday.
Easter, you might think? No. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors has designated Sunday as Transgender Visibility Day. On a unanimous vote, the board has selected the holiest day on the Christian calendar to celebrate transgenderism. Fairfax County has already designated June as LGBT Pride Month and October as LGBT History Month. The county is predominantly Democrat and it borders Washington, D.C. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government is asking a court to halt California's enforcement of a rule. It requires prison guards to be clean-shaven, saying it amounts to religious discrimination. Muslims, Sikhs, and other Americans wear beards as an expression of their faith, and the California statute would bar them from working in the prisons. The government wants a temporary injunction. This is SRN News. Ford is cutting some workers' jobs.
There's word that Ford will slash the number of hourly workers at a factory in Dearborn, Michigan that builds the F-150 Lightning. Sales of electric vehicles in the U.S. have been growing, but not as much as the industry expected. Ford sold just over 24,000 Lightnings last year. That is up 55% from 2022. But dealers are now reporting slower sales and rising inventories on the electric truck. Ford will transfer 700 workers to the Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne to build the Bronco and Ranger. 700 more workers will either take a retirement package or will accept another assignment in Southeast Michigan. I'm Rita Foley.
And Home Depot is buying SRS Distribution. It's a materials provider for professionals. And a deal, it's valued at approximately $18.25 billion. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.